Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, this is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Well, hello, and welcome to Millennial Mom Chatter. We are here for another week, and we're excited. I feel like we haven't chatted in a while.
Yeah, because we've been spending a lot of time on TikTok Live.
And we also haven't done TikTok Lives in a while either.
No, we've been busy.
I've been good.
Just getting into the routine. Commence fall, I would say. Just like school, sports, just everything. Like it went full throttle. I feel like we talked about summer so much. We talked about getting the kids back into their routines. And now we're here and I'm just like, dang, Where'd the time go? Like the leaves are about to start falling off the trees and I'm not ready for it. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I woke up, was it Sunday? I think it was. And it just felt like it wasn't cool, but it felt like there was just a little bit of a crisp to the air. And I was like, are we getting fall? And it was obviously September 1st. And I was like, okay. There was like a breeze. I mean, there's always a breeze in Miami, but it was like a different cool breeze. And so I'm hoping that means that we're going to get cool air. I know you like the heat.
Yeah.
You're like, please stay
longer. Yeah, I'm like, let summer hang on for as long as it wants to. I'm here for it. But yeah, fall's pretty though. So I'm here for fall. It's just the what comes after fall that makes me sad because I just don't like dead grass, dead trees, seeing my breath, freezing cold steering wheel. I'm not here for it. I don't want to be outside. Like, bring me back to the sunshine. Like,
I was going to say, that's because you're North Carolina.
Yeah, obviously that doesn't exist down in Florida, so...
Yeah, like fall in Florida is beautiful. And winter too. I beg to differ that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me some snow and some cold air. But technically winter in Miami is fantastic because you know how people talk about fall being the perfect weather? Where it's like it's cool but it's not cold. It's not hot. It's just like that perfect, like you get in the 60s, 50s. That's Miami in the winter. Yeah. It's just perfect. So minus Christmas, for some reason, except for – was it this past Christmas or the one before? Except for that Christmas, we had a decently cool Christmas.
Both.
But most Christmases, they – it's so dumb. By the way, my headphones are driving me nuts. I feel like I'm like tangled somewhere. I think it's my shirt.
Oh, because you're wearing like a boxy shirt today. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like getting caught in it. Sorry. Anyways – we usually have, like, for some reason, it's always hot on Christmas. It can be cold all winter, and just on Christmas, it's going to be 85 degrees. But these past, I think, one or two Christmases, we've actually been able to wear sweaters.
No, every Christmas that we were there, it was never hot. The first Christmas, we had family in town, and we were wearing, like, long sleeve shirts and stuff, and we had to turn the pool heater on. And
it was the perfect, like, nice
weather.
Yeah,
it was fine, but, like, the expectation was that we could like be out and go to the beach and stuff. And then that following Christmas was when that cold front tore through Florida and it was literally freezing cold temperatures. Like pull out the jackets and the beanies because it was freezing. It wasn't just like, oh, 50s. It was properly like a cold front. And then obviously this past winter when we visited you guys, I feel like it was not obviously freezing cold, but it wasn't like a bright, sunshiny, hot day. It was definitely like put on some jeans and get cozy because it's not nice outside. And I was like, what happened? I don't like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And people have this interpretation of like Miami, it's always hot and like no matter what time of year. And people don't realize that like it's really only hot like –
I mean, it's still North America. Like, I think a lot of people think Miami is so far south that it's like touching the equator, or that it's like Mexico or something. And I'm like, it's still continental United States. Like, it's still pretty far north if we're going to talk about where it falls on the globe. So I think a lot of people just perceive that it's like, oh, surely it's so far south that we're going to be like very tropic. And I'm like, no, it's still North America. Like, we're still going to have semi, you know, moderate temperatures for winter.
Well, and it's the water. That's
cold. Yeah, for sure.
So we planned our spring break. We were talking about Georgia and we're like, we settled on Florida, but we're still probably going to have a freezing ocean.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, the Atlantic Ocean's not very warm.
Jackie's like, I didn't know we're going in
the water. No, I typically don't go in the Atlantic Ocean unless it's like August. So yeah, I already know that.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll just be doing TikTok lives.
From our backyard with the pool and a hot tub and the deck, like...
Yeah. And honestly, we got an Airbnb and are like the pool is being built now currently at the Airbnb. And so we're like, are they going to like tag on these like super expensive like heating prices? Cause we've seen like $100 a day is the average, which is insane.
What would you guys think for your pool heater? I don't think we ever reached over $20 additional a month when we had the heater cranked on during the winter months. Like, I don't think we ever noticed where it was like all of a sudden like, bro, like our heater is costing us $100 in electricity. So I was just like $100 a day. And they also had, I think one of the houses actually had a thing on it that said it wouldn't let you exceed 89 degrees or whatever it was. And I was like, so you even have a lock on it, but you're still going to charge us $100. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. I think that I'm going to guess like if you ran your pool for 24 hours, like, and it just, the heater is just cranking the whole 24 hours. I'm going to guess maybe like, $5
per day.
I don't know, maybe $10 at most. I mean, that's even pushing.
But I think most people, because there's timers now. So I think that's maybe why we only had maybe like a $20 difference in our bills, because we'd set the timer. And then as soon as like dusk set, like we had it shut off because we're like, well, obviously that defeats the purpose because it's
no. And once you get in, it's gonna stay
warm. Yeah, warm enough, especially during the day. Yeah. So I was just like,
that's my point, is even if you cranked it the whole 24 hours, I'm gonna think at most, I mean, that's even pushing it, $10. Yeah, I think so. The fact that people are just, it's like, it's almost like your pool is an addition, like it's a nice thing to be there, but it's not the source of the income.
But remember our one Airbnb in Orlando, they wanted to charge us to use the barbecue grill. Like, they had a lock on the barbecue grill. What's going on? We need someone to, like, let us know what's going on with the Airbnb industry, because there's cleaning fees.
And it was, like, it wasn't even a nice one.
Not at all. Like, we have nicer ones in our normal houses. Like, so the fact that it's, like, they're just tacking on all these fees. Like, the golf cart rental, the, you know, if you want to utilize the heater for the pool, if you want to be able to use the barbecue grill, like, any of it. And I was just, like, no. Like, not cool. No. Like, thanks for nothing.
So this person, they're charging $25 a day, but like, we're like, whatever.
That's not bad.
Like, that's not okay. Bad.
We're like, maybe they haven't researched it and they don't know what they could be charging. We're like, that's fine. We'll take that.
That's fine. I mean, we should do free. We're like, is there going to even be a pool there? We haven't seen
one of them. But so he hasn't charged us anything. So I'm assuming it's going to be one of those things. Like, it's going to be a conversation later once everything's done. And they have like their first people utilize the pool. And they're like, oh, wait, the pool is actually not functioning. We're not going to charge you guys money.
We're going to be like, we're veterans, active duty, firefighter, anything.
Discount? What? Feel bad for us?
We're very patriotic renters this week.
Do you not support troops and your like firefighters? Okay, I'll be sure to let the reviews know.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, between the four of us, we're only missing a police officer. That's all we're missing.
We are checking the box for all of the things to feel bad for.
We have a veteran, a nurse, a firefighter, active duty. Yeah. Like, what else do you want?
We got kids too. Like, you know, so it's like, oh, like the kids, their spring break. How could you ruin their spring break? Like,
gosh, Jackie, you're just missing being a police officer.
That's my calling. I need to go. All right, guys. It's been fun doing this podcast, but I got to go to police academy. So I'll see you on the flip side.
Gosh, what a life. I mean, I just think, like, who in the world wants to be a police officer these days? you know, God bless them. Now, I mean, God bless them always, but like specifically now, it feels like even more of like, wow.
God yeah, so many shenanigans every day, all the time.
Because it's too much. It's too much. But anyways, I'm glad everything's going well. How's your workout class
going? It's going good. I'm having a lot of fun with it because I just get to basically write and do whatever I want. And I'm basically dabbling in a little bit of yoga and a little bit of like strength training, like, but taking things really slow and focusing on like the movements. So it's been good. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting positive feedback from the people who attend the class. So I'm just like, I'm having fun with it. Like, it's been good. Yeah.
Good. Have you done your little... Get in the zone, stretch zone.
So just so you guys know what she's talking about, my class is called Stretch Zone, not to be mistaken for Auto Zone, but that's going to be my like catchphrase, like song. And like, we're talking about how like I should basically start the class where it's like, get in the zone, stretch zone. And then it just like,
yeah, make know, everyone have,
like laser lights come through and everything. So I'm working on it. It's a project.
You're working on your what's it called? Your not braveness. What's the word?
I mean, it is braveness, like to be able to pull something off like that.
Working yourself
up.
Like,
I'm trying to like create the vibe for myself. I mean, it's basically like a spin class vibe, like to have that. Like, I feel like that's how spin instructors are, where it's like smoke show, laser lights, get in the zone. And it's just, I don't know if I'm at that level yet. Like,
no. And then you do that, and then everyone's like,
exactly. They just stand there, like, oh, and they walk out, and I'm like, awkward. They roll up their yoga mats and leave, like.
I mean, I honestly think that it would bring people.
Okay.
They'd be like, there's this like tall blonde chick and she like brings a vibe. You should come.
Just come see what she does. Like, it's so bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be a good idea.
I'll consider it. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe as I get more comfortable, maybe I'll just do it one day and really throw people like. Throw them off. Like, what was that?
But you got, remember, you got to do it. If you're going to commit, you got to commit to like full, like being confident.
Oh no, I have to do full energy. I can't come in like half-heartedly.
Yeah, it can't like, be like, get in the zone, stretch zone. Like, it's got to,
yeah.
You got to come in like full power. You know, guns blazing.
No, I will. And if I do that, I'll have to record it so you can see how awful it was.
No, it's going to be awful. I would laugh.
I would too.
I'd be like, yes, girl.
Like, I don't know you, but I like it.
You should have seen me at PTM last night.
Oh, yes.
I was just like.
A little bit of open house, had right? For the kiddos.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of let everyone settle in to the first like 2 weeks of school. And then they do it. Because I think it's like then parents kind of like have their questions. Because like you don't have really questions until you start. You know what I mean? Like. And you see what the flow is. So anyways, we did that. It was good. Of course, the PE teacher, which is also helps in math, he came up to me. He's like, Mr. Hager, by the way. And he's like, I'm really worried about Ryan. And I'm like, why? I'm thinking he's talking about PE, but he was talking about math. He's like, he's just so slow, like even opening his book to do math. And I'm like, I warned you.
But is he just like being chill? Like, I feel like, isn't that Ryland like?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like, what's it called? He wasn't saying it in a bad. Yeah. Like, he wasn't like, oh, my gosh, your kid's so bad. He just like, I hope he gets with it. I'm like, I know. They were like, you know, some of these kids' math looks like, what do they call them? Like a geographical, like nothing's in order. It's just like, and he's like, and some people still get the right answer. And yeah, I don't know.
He's like, I don't know what they're doing. I can't follow this work, but.
Yeah. So I told Ryan, I'm like, you need to like, we got to focus. Oh, but you know what the worst thing ever out of the meeting was?
What?
You're not going to believe it.
No, hit me.
It is going to be a peanut-free school.
Oh, we have a peanut allergy in the group?
No. Peanut-free school.
Oh, what happened? Who complained? What one kid is ruining
Nobody.
It for everybody?
They just have too many.
There's a handful of
they
kids?
They just have too many
I feel like there wasn't.
I mean, there's a handful in every class.
Oh. I feel like William and Jax didn't have a peanut allergy kid
had, like,
in the
five.
Class. Really? I feel like I gave him
Jax
normal snacks.
Jax has had five since like pre-K 3.
Oh. I swear I put normal snacks in. Though you know how like it even says on there like treat.
She's like, I put nuts in
like,
my snacks.
Well, he wasn't getting like full-blown nuts. Like he doesn't eat that. Like, but I, you know how like it says like this was manufactured in a plant that also.
That's okay if it says that. As long as it doesn't contain.
Oh, okay. I thought they were basically
that's where
like
the issue is.
That kind of.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Stuff wasn't allowed.
No, so it's not going to be a nut-free school. It's going to be a peanut-free school. But the reason why it's such a bad thing is because Rylan eats peanut butter and jelly every day.
Oh, no. What's going to happen? Can he do deli? Does he like deli meat? Or like a cheese sandwich?
Not really. But we're going to figure it out. This is going to be like, got me
up.
Yeah,
he's about to be like, I'm hungry. Dang, that's crazy. So anyways, but that's, I thought they eat outside. They can't like split them up enough to like have the peanut kits go sit in a corner.
I don't know.
Wow, I'm about to get canceled because like, I just can't with the allergy kids.
I can't do it like... either. I can't do it either. So Rylan doesn't have anyone in his class. Oh. But I think it's just spread up throughout so many. And there's some of them that I don't know if like something happened already this year. And they're just like, we're just not going to
Course. Yeah, it's too much of a liability.
I'm not sure.
The school doesn't
I think
want
they have like
it.
20 EpiPens in their office.
Ugh, I just feel like, I don't know, from your nurse perspective, as a sidebar, I'm so sorry. I just can't handle it anymore.
No,
like,
I think it's.
Has this gotten worse over the years? Like, we're making our kids more allergic to things as we move forward.
So the problem that is occurring, well, there's definitely an uprise in it, but the problem that's occurring is people are now scared to give their kid things, and you are supposed to, like, now, I think just recently they started coming out with like to feed your baby like peanut butter by like 6
That's good.
Because they're like you need to like get that in them, you know, like get the eggs in them, get all the like allergy things so their body is used to it and nobody creates an allergy from it. Because there's some people that are like 3 years old that their parent hasn't given them peanut butter or whatever because they're scared of them having a reaction. But it's like what you can do is, even if you're that scared, right? What you do is you give your kid peanut butter, like go buy an urgent care or like in the car or whatever it is, hospital. And a lot of people that have allergies in the family, they do that actually. They'll give their kid like peanut butter or something that like is very, you know, high risk, I guess you could say. And they do it like outside of a doctor's office or do something so that they're
just
ready.
Yeah, and I remember our pediatrician actually gave us the advice of during those stages when it's like, oh, you're 1 year old now. Okay, your next appointment is on this date. That morning before you guys come in, give them eggs. Because you already have an appointment scheduled. So go ahead and toss some eggs on his plate. Let him eat it. If he has a reaction, we'll already be like here, ready to see him. We can gauge how intense things are, what we need to do moving forward, you know, restrictive diets, whatever it is. And I was like, that's genius. Everyone should be shoving all sorts of crazy foods in these kids' faces before they're like, especially with how frequent the appointments are at that stage. Like,
Yeah. I think the whole allergy thing in general is getting a little out of control. A lot of people are doing allergy testing now, and like they'll go and it'll say they're allergic to things they like eat every day. And it's like,
cool.
And then they'll be like, oh my God, I'm allergic to it. I can't have it. I'm like, bro, you've been eating it. Like, do you have a reaction? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Then keep on.
Like, I think we're just, the medical field is just becoming too.
We're just hypochondriacs. Like, we're all turning into like some sort of degree of a hypochondriac where it's like, like you said with the allergies, like, has it caused you any problems thus far? No. Then why would you stop eating? Obviously, it's such a minor allergy. Yeah. Like, you're fine. Like, keep enjoying life. Like,
yeah. Or my favorite one is, I just even laugh saying it. My favorite one is like, I'm allergic to dust. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I think everyone is.
Who's not?
Like, no offense, but like, dust, like, I know we've come far and like, you know, our bodies like evolving, but like the reality is, like, you know, we had dirt back in the day, but like it wasn't like dust was developing in our like
And it's not like it's an irritant in the dirt. Too, because I find that like when it's traveling here and it's coming in through your nose, like that's when we're getting irritated by it, where I'm just like, that's not a normal thing that we're encountering every day, I feel like. So.
Yeah, but dust is not like, you know, like I said, we weren't like, you know, when Adam and Eve didn't have like dust in their tent and their dirt floor. Like it was dirt. I mean, you know, like we're not meant to be like technically how we are in homes that don't get fresh air and like blow through. And like, so it's like, yeah, we're all probably allergic to dust.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I hate when people
I sneeze every time I dust my house. Like if I like go and wipe down the ceiling blades from the ceiling fan. All of a sudden I'm like sneezing and I'm like, I guess I should never clean again because this is a hazard.
Yeah. It's always like, you know, you're starting to get teary eyed and it's, I don't know. I'm thankful I don't have allergies in general.
Got to get the EpiPen out for every time we dust our houses.
I'm glad I don't have allergies during like seasonal because I see people struggle.
That's Tony. Tony definitely has terrible allergies when it comes to pollen and cats.
Do you feel like he, maybe it's just I always see him during these times, but I feel like he always struggles with some level of allergies, even like not allergy season.
Maybe. I mean, it depends because he's probably one of those people that's like, I think he got tested and it was like, of course, everything where it was like bugs, grass, you know, pollen, dust, all that kind of stuff. So maybe like to a degree, he's going to be irritated by something in the space. But I think that kind of also matches what we were talking about. I don't know. Like it's gotten better over the years, but I think it just naturally here in North Carolina, we've got really bad pollen. So then it's a huge trigger for him. Like it comes back full swing. So I'm just like, sorry, honey.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah. Yeah. My sister-in-law has bad allergies and she moved to the allergy capital. Tennessee. Yep. Literally, they looked it up. She's like, why? She's like, always heard allergies like are bad. And she has them and she didn't realize how bad they were because we lived here. Like we don't really have Florida is one of the best places you can live. Utah, actually.
Colorado. Yeah. We had a friend who moved to Colorado too because of that clean air.
So yeah, she moved there and she was like, my allergies are so bad. And like, they ended up looking up and it's the allergy capital.
I'm assuming she's on medication just to like, so she's not moving.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't think she takes it every day, but I think she takes it. Like we went up there and we drove around and like our black car was like straight up yellow. I mean, like you would roll the window down and
you'd be like, a line. Yeah. Like, you could do like the wiper blades and it will just like swoosh. Like you just see the cloud of yellow swoosh. Like,
I wonder like what the effects are like. Does that stuff go like in our lungs?
Sure. It does. Yeah. Like, just like,
does it
everything.
Make it there?
I'm sure everything. Like, it'd be so, I mean, I don't know what's happening to our podcast right now.
We're a medical podcast.
Because I was going to say, I would love to volunteer my body for science when I pass away as a really old lady in my happy stage.
Oh, my grandma wants
that. Yeah, and I want them to just like cut open my lungs and my liver and like the organs that would be holding on to things. Yeah. And I just want to like, I wish I could know. Been like, oh, look at that pollen.
I was going to say, too bad.
Like, I want to know. I'm like, oh, look at that pile of pollen. That must be from when she lived in North Carolina. Or look at that plastic that settled in her liver. Like, that must be from all those, like, orange Hi-Cs she drank as a kid, but no one ever told
her. No, talk about.
From, like, all of the things that she ate, like, the convenience foods of our generation. Like, is that from the Lunchables that she ate? Like, where now she's just got sediments of plastic sitting in her liver. And I'm just like, oh, but to be a fly on the wall. So, yep. That's little tidbit there.
I know there's kind of things that I'm like, gosh, I wish will we be able to see that? Like, will we be able to, do you think people that have passed, because we obviously both believe in heaven and like, at least both of us, I don't know about anybody listening, but we like, can people in heaven just like watch us?
I would like to think so.
Yeah, I think not actually. That's
you
that's
wouldn't
my
want
guess.
Them to be able to, or you don't think they can?
No, I won't. I don't. Oh, think
I was saying
can,
I'd want them to. I don't know if they can or not, but I feel like it'd be cool to think that they could like see us and kind of look down. Yeah, like, I'm happy
sometimes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
when I'm at my house, I'm like, nah,
stop talking to me. But it's just like, generally speaking, I think our loved ones would like to see that we're well and happy.
Yeah.
So I think that would be really cool in the back of my mind. But can they? I don't know.
I don't. So this is my theory. I think not, because there is no sadness in heaven, and there's too much sadness in the world and like things that happen to us to then like, what do they just watch it and then have no feeling to it? Like, what would be the point of watching it if they can't like process
And they can't respond to it. Yeah. So they wouldn't be able to have a sensation of sadness if something happened. Yeah.
Right. Like, so I just don't know if they would be able to watch, because like, if there's no negative or sad feelings in heaven, it's just like joy and happiness, then like this world is not that.
No, I get what you're saying. It's a very good question. Like, I feel like we've got to get someone in theology on here so they can break it down for us and be like, based off of, you know, what we've found, maybe.
I just don't think we're meant for that. You know what I mean? Like, say we're like a family in Israel, like getting bombed. Do you think like our family's up there like not sad about it? They're just like, I just don't know. I don't see how the two can collide.
No, I could see that. That's a good point. I'm not sure.
Now, is that the case?
Yeah, we don't know. One but day we will find out when it is our turn.
That's just my like theory, right? Like, that's what I thought. Like, okay, if there's no sadness, then I don't know if they'd be able to see, like, unfortunately, like all the sad things that occur in our world.
That's sad.
But I don't know. Albert always jokes with me that if I like find another man or something, he's gonna haunt me like in my sleep, like pull my toes at night. And I'm like, oh my God. He doesn't want me to, if something happens to him, he doesn't want me to get remarried or be with somebody.
Well, maybe there's a chance he'll never know. like maybe that's
what I said. I was like, and you'll do what?
All you could do is, I don't believe, and that's it.
Yeah. Cause I'm not a believer in ghosts. Mm. Like, I'm not a believer that like people come back to earth. I think, where would that fit in?
Who didn't make it? Who got lost? Like, so they didn't make it.
I don't think God makes
you get lost. Unfinished business. Because we're getting into spooky season. See? So it's like, these are the people with unfinished business.
See, I just personally don't. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I just don't believe it. I think a lot of what people see is
up here. It's because that's what we want to see, right? We want to know that grandma's just standing in the corner and that she's like, always looking out for us. And it's like, oh, she shut the bathroom door because she loves me. Like, and it's like.
And there's always one person that sees it first. And then remember, like, now you've heard the story and now, like, you want to see it or you're scared of it. So now your mind is just like.
And that's why I love scary movies.
Has that image.
Because I do that.
Yeah. Yeah. My aunt has, like, they say, their whole family says they've seen the man. They call him the man in their house. And he's like a cowboy. And supposedly where they live used to be like cowboy, like it used to be like an Indian reservation. And, you know, cowboys, like, I'm sure, like, fought
there. Yeah, the Wild West.
Not specifically there, but you know what I mean, in the area. Because Hialeah used to be cowboys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like,
if they could come back and cowboys. See what Hialeah's like, no. It would blow these cowboys' minds.
Like, yes.
If you've ever been to Miami, just have your Uber driver take you through Hialeah, but don't get out of your – there's no way to get out of the car.
God, don't even go there.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's like
– I mean, every city has a sketchy neighborhood. It's fine. Like, it's not like
– it's not even just sketchy. It's like the worst of Cuba came and just lived there in one neighborhood.
Well, that's an interesting fact then, that used to be like where – cowboys resided, because I never would have guessed.
Yes, saloons, it was like cowboy country. But anyways, they've all seen the man, and they're like, he has a cowboy hat and all this kind of stuff, you know, they name it all. And I'm just like, somebody probably saw him, said he had a cowboy hat and all this kind of stuff, you described him, because they're like, we've all seen him and he looks the same, a cowboy hat and like
I think we'd all describe a cowboy, like, man, or I feel like we'd all describe that the same, wouldn't we? Like, if I asked you to describe what a cowboy looked like, I think our descriptions would be similar just naturally. Like,
yes. Yes. And so I think whoever saw it first probably just was like, I saw a cowboy. He had a cowboy hat on. And then, like, now everyone else saw it. And, like, I saw the cowboy hat too. It was like somebody started what he looked like. So I don't know. I'm not saying ghosts aren't real. I just don't know if I personally.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to our spooky ghost.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. Yeah, do you believe in ghosts? I don't know. Jackie's a little, like, I love my, like, spooky stuff. Like, the, remember we've talked about this with, like, aliens and stuff before.
Yeah, but do you believe it? Or do you just want to
believe it?
You know how those people, like, theoretically, they would love
that idea. I guess that's me then. Theoretically, I would love the idea that there would be, like, witches and goblins and ghosts and zombies and, like, you know, one-headed pumpkin men and all this kind of stuff. Like, I just feel like that would be, what a world. But then at the same time, like, do I have enough evidence in my brain to be like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, that's definitely walking around with us. No. But I enjoy the fascination.
You would like to think.
I just enjoy something about it as like a subject that I guess I would like that. That would be a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in Sasquatch.
Then you may as well believe in all the rest.
No. I believe in Sasquatch for sure. But I don't know. I just don't know if I believe in aliens. Like people, like I've described this, like people do. I don't think they're, like, smarter than us. And, like, when I say human-like, like, they can do things and build spaceships and stuff like that. If you want to say, like, is there an animal on another planet? Sure, maybe. Because, like, anything outside of our planet that's, like, an organism is considered an alien. Like, even if they find a plant, it's considered an alien. So, sure, I believe in aliens if you say it like that. Like, I just don't know if I believe that there's other, like, human-like
things. M. Night Shyamalan's The Signs still gives me the eebie-jeebies. Like, that one's, like, for some reason, because they don't depict aliens as, like, just green goblin-looking guys. Like, they make them look...
They're like animals. Like
a little bit more normal, natural-looking. So then I feel like because they made them afraid of us and, like, hiding, kind of, I was just like, ooh, like, this could be real. Like, this could be real life.
Signs is, like...
That's OG. Or, like creep for sure.
Or, like, what's the silent one?
Quiet Place. Yes. Yeah, that one's a really good, too.
Like I say, I don't think they can come here on spaceships, but could that exist on another planet? Sure. But they're just not going to be like have souls. And to me, they'll be like more like an animal. Like, I'm going to eat you. like if like they
War
run into
you. War of the Worlds was like that too, where it was like a species that basically came and was like, we need to take over this planet. So we're going to eat you. Like, it wasn't like a.
Yeah. But the problem is they came on spaceships.
I know, but they have like, no other way to get here.
Made like, spaceships?
They can't figure it out. That's all I got. Like, they just like come out.
Like, do we think these animals can build these spaceships beyond our years? Like, we can't
figure it out. I don't know.
Like, yeah.
They Autobots.
Yeah. But like, those are like, they're like robots.
Yeah, but they're though. From they're like space. Not,
I know. It's kind of weird. It's
that's like still kind of
– what's their story? They're just
we
like –
we need to go back and have a viewing they just party like, for Transformers number one.
Well, did they just like poof into existence? Or like is their storyline like somebody makes these bots up wherever
they
are? I
think someone made these bots.
I don't know the Transformers stories. Are. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
They're not born
a bot. I don't think so. And then they were able to come to Earth and hide amongst us with vehicles. I think that's kind of like,
which is pretty cool.
Which is that a horror movie? I'm just kidding. Is this like super sci-fi? Like, no.
Oh, Michael Bay. Ariana's going to just bust. Her car is just going to turn into a transformer. That's what apparently my daughter, who is not girly at all, she's just another boy, like a third boy in girl form. She and it's funny because she's still girly sense like she looks girly like she doesn't want to be a boy but she is like she told me she's like I want for my birthday a Transformers but a normal Transformers because Jack's got like a Ghostbusters Transformer for his birthday and she's like a normal Transformer that's all I want for my birthday I'm like
you gotta get her like Bumblebee or something that one's cute something that cute. One's a yellow
a unicorn I think,
what is Bumblebee a yellow charger or something I feel like that's cute little sports car for her.
A Charger or Mustang?
No, it wasn't a Mustang. Yeah. I Charger? Think it's either a Charger or a... I think it's a Charger.
I think it's a... It might be a Charger.
But that's fine. Still some sort of cute yellow sports car would be a cute one for her. And Bumblebee had the cutest personality, too, out of all the Autobots.
So. Yeah.
I'm here for it.
He did. I'm excited for Chris Hemsworth playing... Oh. What's the main guy? Optimus Prime.
Yep.
He plays that's Optimus Prime. And I'm excited because he's just so good.
Even though we don't get to see him. Just get to hear his voice and imagine what he
No, his voice too is great. It's all just, I saw a like preview for the Limitless that he does with National mm-hmm. Geographic, and he goes and he plays the drums for Ed Sheeran's show, and he's never played drums before. So like in a few weeks, he learns how to play. And he plays, and like the whole crowd doesn't know it's him until after he plays. And like just the preview of him with like drumsticks at a drum set, and you're just like,
I watched his
like, can you get any more good looking?
Or just like all around awesome. He did the I think it's on Disney Plus, the shark one, where he went around and did the shark series or whatever it was. Yes. And I was like, I think some friends of Tony's were over, and they're like, I know why you're watching this, because obviously it was just him walking around. Like, he'd get on a surfboard and be like, yeah, so like, what's going on with the sharks? And I'm just like, yeah, what's going on with them? Like, he's like, I guess we had to dive in the water and go check it out. I'm like, yeah, maybe you should.
I know. Alvaro, my husband, is like, if I could just come back as anybody, it would be him. And he's good at so many, like, he surfs, he skateboards, like, he seems like a great dad. He's seems a like nice a solid guy. Husband. Like, he seems just, like, mm-hmm. genuine. He's a good actor. Like, he's in shape. Like, he's just, like, seems just all around very talented. And I was like, dude, there's got to be something wrong with him. Like,
no one can be, you know, yeah, typical, no one can like, be perfect, babe. Like, yeah.
Typical guy, excuse my language. I mean, not that this is a kid podcast, but he's like, he must have like a small
penis. Something's got to be wrong
with
him.
What's wrong with him? Like, he looks too perfect.
There's no way someone's so good looking, smart, like,
he's
and
tall.
Nice.
He's 6'3".
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's fine. You know, he's got the accent and all.
For sure.
But it's fine. One day. Alvaro's like, next year I'm going to be the short Hispanic version of Chris Hemsworth. I was like, hey, I'll be here for it. Let's go.
I support you, babe.
But anyways.
Speaking of spooky season, because we were talking about that.
Okay.
I was at Target the other day, and also Hobby Lobby, and they had Christmas stuff out. And I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it. They have Christmas trees and...
Didn't they just get the...
Yeah, so then obviously now it's like everything on my Circle app is Halloween costumes and candy and like pumpkin carving stuff. And I'm just like, what? Like, it just clicked into September.
Jackie's like, we're still in
like
summer.
I'm still looking at cute bathing suits right now. Like, I'm still going to the pool next weekend. Like, I don't understand.
Okay,
like,
so why do they have Christmas
stuff? I don't know. And I feel like it's something to do just with like money and commercialization and stores are just every year. I feel like it gets earlier and earlier, and same with the other holidays too, not just Christmas. Yeah. Like, I feel like by the time we get into New Year's, then it's like, boom, Valentine's Day. And then as soon as I take those heart chocolates off the shelves, boom, it's Easter. So we don't even get like, I just feel like there's never a gap. You don't have like normal or like soaking up the current holiday. Like right now we're being force fed Christmas. Yeah. And I'm like, no. You know, put on the brakes. Like, I'm still over here, like, soaking up the sun.
I'm here for Christmas. I'll start.
I mean,
now.
I love Christmas. Like, I love it. But I also feel like
just skip Halloween.
I don't know. I like to have the progression of the season. So I feel like when they just are coming in and like shoving that down my throat to like buy with like sales and stuff, it gives me a little bit of an ick, because that's not what the holiday is about. Like, yeah, I love Christmas music and baking and having a Christmas tree in my house and Christmas lights and all the fun. But like the way that stores are pushing on us is not for like cute, whimsical, like fun family memories. They're doing it from like a come buy all this crap because you need to be. What is it called? What's the new thing now? Overconsumption. They're trying to force us into overconsumption and it's unnecessary. Like, I'm not going to put my Christmas tree up tomorrow. I'm not buying a new design with ornaments and tinsel every single year, but that's what they're trying to make us do.
No.
They want us to like switch our stuff every year and buy hundreds of dollars worth of decor. And I'm just like, what? Like, what happened? Like, I feel like this, I don't remember this as a kid. Like with our Christmas tree and like the decor being pushed on us. I'm just like,
I don't think I even like, I don't think I've bought something Christmas related in like years, because it's like whatever you buy like lasts. Also, I used to love decorating everything. It'd be like November 1st, bust everything out, because that's just me. November 1st.
No, but that's good.
Christmas,
I would say it's pretty average, then, like, which is totally fine.
November 1st is Christmas, and then you go like the lead up, and then like Wednesday and Thursday is Thanksgiving, and then back.
And that's
to
appropriate, because I think a lot of people, you get that whimsical family wintry vibe with Thanksgiving as well. So I think that's really appropriate.
Yeah.
I just don't think any earlier than that. You're like
We just finished August.
Like, I just put crayons in our shopping cart for back to school. But then now I already need to turn around and like grab the Christmas ornaments. So I just...
Is it on sale or they're just...
A little bit of both. Like Hobby Lobby had all their Christmas decor at 50% off. So that's their way of like, you know, basically pushing for overconsumption, right? So if you see a Christmas tree for 70 bucks, like you're going to buy it. If you see Christmas ornaments for $5, like heck yeah, I'm going to stock up. But it's overconsumption. Like we don't need it. Like everyone, unless this is your very first Christmas tree and you just got married this year, who's buying another Christmas tree, another box of ornaments?
I don't know. Like, do you think it's like, have stores kept this inventory that whatever they're putting up, has stores kept this inventory from last year that they couldn't sell, like they overbought? And they're like trying to get rid of it now before the Christmas season? Like, or you think this is starting fresh?
Because usually, like I know that's when we bought our Christmas tree was after Christmas. Because that's usually when they mark everything down to like 75% off. That's the time. If you're wanting to buy Christmas decor, go buy it after Christmas when everything is like hella cheap. This is preparing for the Christmas season. So this is the new stuff. This is like, hey, black and white plaid is out. We're doing this now. Like whatever it is. Like, so now they're pulling out the new stuff. And they're wanting us to like switch our decor. And I'm just like, I can't. Like, I just bought stuff. Like, it's just too much.
Do you feel like this is new or do you feel like it is, when I say a little bit where you live, like here, like up there, it's going to like, not quickly, but kind of quickly start to like cool down and you need the long sleeves and you like, you get into the like winter vibes. Whereas here, like I feel like winter stuff starts coming out like, in like October,
I get what you're saying, but I feel like obviously stores are pushing out fall wear, right? Like they're like, oh, get this comfy sweater, but no one's wearing it because it's still 80 degrees outside. But I think they're just, I think everything is being pushed from overconsumption, not so much like where we live. Just I think
why,
it's just
though? Overconsume with like appropriate timing.
Because I feel like this wasn't when we were kids. I feel like yes, obviously there was the trendy stuff that people were lining up outside of Old Navy for or whatever it was. But I just don't remember there being like an external pressure for my parents to be like, oh crap, like now we need to go buy a whole new ornament set. Like there wasn't, social media. There wasn't a Circle app. The only way that you knew if a store was having a sale is if you got the little like paper thing, the catalog in the mail. Yeah. And then you'd flip through it and be like, oh, I need new ornaments because those ones got smashed when the dog ran into the tree. And that would be your reason for going out and buying new ornaments. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't even think, like, I remember being, like, Halloween and then Christmas. Yeah. Like, I remember being, like, November 1st, then was Christmas, not September.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm just, like, I'm starting to pay more attention to it because of, like, especially, I think, because of school-aged kids. So, for instance, whenever the teacher's like, hey, we're having an Easter party, be sure to like, you know, grab, you know, everyone sign up for a goodie. You have paper plates, you've got cupcakes. Yeah. I would go to Target then 2 weeks before this Easter party and the shelves would be empty. And I'd be like, what the heck? And I'd be like, I missed it. Like people already bought it back in February because that's when they pulled everything from Valentine's Day off the shelves and stocked up on Easter. And I was like, dang, like I already like, I can't even host the cute Easter party now because it's all gone. Like we're already gearing up for 4th of July.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm also really bad at doing like stuff. So like I am, it's funny, like if I'm a tasker, if it's something task oriented that I need to do, like I have to pay a bill or I have to do taxes or I don't know, something like that. I'm very much like, I'll do it now off my head. Don't have to think about it. Don't have to write it down. But when it comes to like something for like Valentine's Day for school kids parties, I'm like, wait till the last second. And then even then I'm like, why am I buying this? Like I throw away, it's maybe bad, but I throw away what people send.
Yeah. No, we've talked about that too, because the same thing, overconsumption.
It's such a waste. Yes. So what I've been doing is I either send nothing, I go two roads. I either look like the terrible mom that doesn't send anything, which no offense, but like say, you know, Joe Schmo goes home, little kid, and he has all these like Valentines. Are they going to know that my kid didn't send one?
No,
probably not. But what I've been doing is it's not the healthy choice, guys, but I mean, what is on Valentine's Day? It's all candy. I do little Debbie cakes because I feel like it's like one little cake. They'll eat it probably that day or that night. and that's it. There's no like little dumb toy and paper. And you know, they come home with this, like, it's literally like a paper with like a monster yeah. truck on it. And it's like, love, you know, John. And you're just like,
yeah. Okay. So I tried to do better. Like this past year, I did, instead of candy, then, cause I was like, okay, let me avoid the red dye 40. Let me be that mom.
Yeah.
So I went and got keychains off mm-hmm. Amazon. So I did Minecraft ones for his boy, like classmates, and then like girly little, like, fast food burgers and, you know, milkshakes with eyeballs and stuff for the girls. And then that's what he like attached yeah. to the Valentine. So I was like, well, at least this is something that they can toss on their backpacks. And I did end up seeing them yeah. on their backpacks. So it was like a sense of like, okay, like,
good.
Yeah, maybe some of the parents threw yeah. this away because it is like, you know, plastic, you know, 30-cent gumball machine, you know, trash. But at the same time, like, kids like that stuff. So then it yeah. was like, okay, like, maybe this is like the route we'll go from now on, instead of like, because I usually throw away like Tootsie Pops, get all that garbagey candy.
Oh,
like,
my gosh, I'm just same. Like, I, unless yes. it's good, like solid Reese's or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Reese's, Snicker yeah, Bar, I'm all like, that stuff.
I go through and yeah, I'm
you
like,
you can have this stuff, but like anything that's like Tootsie Pop or Fun Dip or Ring Pops, and like, just scoop that all right into the trash can. You're welcome.
You know? I know, and I feel bad people bought this, but I'm just like, like, come on, we're all parents. Yeah,
exactly. Like,
don't we know yeah. better?
I guess that's what I try to like, and I guess both of you and I are trying to come from a standpoint of like, I don't want it, so maybe the other parents don't either. So let me get something that's like trying to be a little bit yeah. better. So I think it's getting better now. I'm starting to notice a little bit, like, it seems like less crap. Sometimes it's like, obviously still the Valentines and the pieces of paper and little racers and stuff. Yeah. But I can see when some parents are like, they get them like the little yum yums, like the yum yum milk chocolate ones and stuff. I'm like, oh, see, like they care. They tried. They spent more and got like the yeah. healthy alternative.
Would you eat My Little Debbie ice cream?
Yeah, I would. I think I did smash Liam's Little Debbie when he was in that Valentine's Day party. Like, I don't remember. He might have eaten it, but I definitely was just like, oh, you're going to finish that?
They're so freaking good. It's like the yeah. zebra cake, but like yeah. Valentine version. It's too. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, because I bought them to Christmas yeah. at your house.
Yeah. Remember I got them from, what was it?
Yeah.
Walmart. I got the hearts. I got like two, because I got like two massive boxes between my three kids class. And so I was like, smart. Here you go, yeah. send this. And it was perfect. I didn't need to say it was from Jax. I didn't nothing. I literally just was like, Jax, give
no,
one
and it's
to
fun
everyone.
Because and then they still it. Get to participate. Because like, I think they walk around and put them in each yeah. other's like Valentine's Day boxes. So then they still get to go and yeah. do that. And it still feels fun. And then everyone loves that. Because I for sure would be smashing yeah. some Little Debbies, like, if that was falling in my box. Like,
yeah, but that's what ended up to me last year was, or I guess this past, not last year, this past February, I like thought of it like only a couple days before, and there was like nothing
oh, that's
anywhere.
Right.
Like, there's no Little Bit Debbies. And so I had to buy them online, and I was like, hopefully these are, and remember they expired in like 3 months.
Yeah. But I think, like, that's normal though. Fine, I think right? Little Debbies don't have a long shelf life. I think it's like,
I
no, Twinkies are the ones that have the long shelf life. I think regular like Little Debbies are a little bit more like a baked good. So I don't think they have like yeah. a 6 month shelf life or anything like that.
I don't remember. It was like, I even had to ask Jackie, I was like, is it fine that they expire in like whatever it yeah. is, 2 weeks? And she's like,
yeah it's especially because I think even if a parent flipped that over and they're like, oh, 2 weeks, like, eat it. Like,
no, but even if like, I don't think it's going to
no,
last.
No, not a level.
You
yeah.
only get one.
No, that's gone. I mean, who knows if that even made too it many home, of them. Like, for some of those kids.
I had like maybe 10 left over and they got smashed yeah. quick.
By me.
And I was like, and the kids were like, where's my, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
we use them all.
Your classmates.
It's so sad that like, it's reversed. The kids are like, we have to like hide stuff, like, you know, from our kids. Like, don't eat
yeah,
my
yeah.
candy.
No, I do it. I for sure do it. Whenever I've got like good stuff, like not trash, I'm just like, this is mommy's snack. And they're like, that looks good. And I'm like, cool. Good for you.
Gosh, I don't even tell them. I like literally yeah. hide it in like yes. a top shelf somewhere. Yeah. I'm like, they're not going to see this. Because if they know about it, they'll
oh, dang. Especially Callie, because she like climbs your pantry.
They all do. All my kids. And it's so funny when somebody new comes over and they like see them on top of the cabinet or like.
Yeah.
And they're like, is she
I know.
Just
that
like,
was
me. I'm like,
yeah.
oh, yeah, it's fine.
I was like,
she's yeah. just getting a cup yeah. of water. And she's always like, I'm just getting a cup. Because our pantry is not – I mean, they do climb yeah. our pantry too, but our pantry is separate from, like, our cabinets. And so Yeah, they just climb it all. You know, I make them very self-efficient because I'm not going to get the cup for them. Like, come on, you can get yourself water.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm very – which I need to get better about having my kids do things. I'm really like – Ryan's at that age where I'm just like – I really need to get on him of just doing things himself and not relying. I'm like, dude, you're going to get a license in That's 4 wild. Years. Like – Get with it.
I didn't even think about that. Like the perspective that he should be doing a lot more at his age compared to what he'll be doing in 4 years. Like getting gas, having a credit card, like knowing what to do in case something happens to the car. Like,
don't scare me. Just when we pay off our cars.
Just to have a teenage driver.
Then we have to have a teenage driver, which I think we're just going to buy them affordable, like used – but good, like
good sturdy, you know, Honda
Civic, gas efficient, safe. But we're just gonna give them each 2 years, and that's it. So they get to drive it for 2 years, and they have to find out, like, within that 2 years, they need a safer car, they need to figure out what they're doing, or have a job to supply whatever car they're gonna buy, because they have 2 years, and then it goes to the next kid, which I think is fair. Because we're going to make them pay for their gas and stuff. Like, they can't have a car if they're not going to be able to pay for their gas. Like, sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what my parents did, too. Like, I paid for my own – like, they obviously had me on their car insurance policy, but I paid them for it. Like, then it was like, oh, here's your monthly rate. Okay, gas, here you go. Like, and then whenever something needed to be done with a car, like, my dad would help me because he would be like, obviously, like, he doesn't want a girl just venturing out into the world trying to figure out car stuff. But then it'd be like, I would be forking up the bill. And I was like, This is teaching me responsibilities to spend my money wisely.
Of course. Of course. And I was never, like, I wasn't given a car, really, like, by my parents. But I am not big on handing out things. But at the same time, like, I feel like that's setting them up for success without
spoiling them. Oh, absolutely.
Like, you've got 2 years to be able to drive yourself and your siblings – for high school, because that's what's really going to happen. Like, Rylan, once he turns 16, he's going to have to drive his brother to high school along with him. So he's going to have to do that, and he's going to have a job. And even if he doesn't get a job right away, I'm okay. By 17, you better have a job. But 16 –
Yeah, it's hard because there's a lot. Whatever. Like,
we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. But they got 2 years, and that's it. Then they got to figure it out.
And then he's going to be asking Jax
for
a ride.
So 16 to 18. Yep, 16 to 18. That's your limit, because mine are exactly 2 years apart. So it would be perfect timing where they just all, like, you got 2 years, bud. Don't – because, you know, of course they're going to wait till, like, 4 months before, like, got to start saving.
With their $200 paychecks. You're like
– and I'm savage. I have no problem, like, him having to ask Jax once Jax – I told you.
I've had to ask your little brother for a ride now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So Alvaro's like a little bit more in the spoiling because he grew up, you know, more like not poor, but kind of poor. So he's very like he wants to give everything he didn't have. And I'm like, reel it back. We survived. Neither one of our parents gave us what we wanted, and we survived. And I think that you become better
for sure. So. I definitely. Because it's similar to Tony and I too. So I think, like, looking back, I feel like it's made us into who we are. Had our parents given us everything, like, I think it would have changed our trajectory, like, as grownups. So, and especially in today's society too, because then I'd be still waiting for a handout right now. Like, so I just feel like you have to.
You would have claimed disability as a veteran.
So I just feel like I had to then learn how to, like, live paycheck to paycheck, start from the bottom and work my way up, like, all of that. So I feel like it's going to make for better human beings if we do that for our children as well. And we're giving them the tools. We're not tossing them on their bottoms. So they'll be fine.
No. We're setting them for success. Listen, we got you a car. You're going to be able to go to work. You're going to be able to go to work and school. And you're not going to have to, like, you know, worry about finding rides. Like, we're setting you up for success. Now you have a job and you've been at your job for a while. Okay. You don't have bills at home, so you better be saving.
Where's exactly. That money going? And I think that's the thing too, is like, if you're not having to pay for anything, this should be easy. Just be responsible. Don't waste all your money going to McDonald's every day during lunch when the other kids go off campus. Like, do you want to eventually have your own freedom and your own things? Then you're going to save that money and they're going to learn. They'll figure it out. We did.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I am not going to be supporting my kid in college. like these other parents I see right now. Like, I have no problem helping you out here and there, or like, you know, whatever. We already set them up that we paid for their college already. So like, we set you up there. But like, for you to like, I love the college students are like 21, 22. And they're like, yeah, I'm just like a full-time student. And in my head, I'm like, what? Like, you don't have bills? Yeah. Like, and they're like, yeah, like I live at a dorm and I'm in my house. Yeah, like, the parents pay for that.
I feel like I meet kids like that all the time.
They pay for everything.
Like, my mom pays for full-time my student cell phone bill. She gives me an allowance so I can go get fast food with my friends. And then they buy me new clothes. And I'm just like, I wish.
Yep. I paid for my cell phone bill from day one.
Same. Yep.
So that's fun. Different generation.
I mean, we're just like the old folks now.
But that's why millennials are better.
We are strong. We are a strong group of individuals because I think we all kind of started from the bottom. And that, because that didn't exist back then.
Started from the bottom.
I love to reference that song. It's my favorite. It's our anthem. That's the millennial anthem. Because isn't he, Drake's a millennial. So, yes, I mean, sure. Degrassi OG, we grew up with him. Like, basically, he wrote that song for us. So.
Paraplegic.
Yeah. Drake. I am a huge Degrassi in his wheelchair fan. So, like, OG Drake is just, like, that's where it's at. Like, definitely such a good show.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Yeah, he's good. He's good stuff. He's good stuff. Yeah. Well, thank you for chatting.
Another
I'll cut us off since we're almost at an hour. Yes. Jackie was like, what are you talk about today? I'm like, we don't have a problem.
No, that's not the issue. Entertaining our listeners for an hour is the easy part. So
I hope.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think we are. We're an entertaining duo for sure. I'm going to like blow up our heads a little bit here.
Like, I mean, we have people listen. We have some people that we haven't gone live and they're like, we miss you guys. So I would hope they listen to us and find us entertaining on the podcast, but you never know. I mean,
yeah, but be sure to hop on any of our socials. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and let us know if there's something you guys want us to talk about, if there's someone you want us to interview, all the fun stuff. Cause we are definitely open to opening up the floor to different conversations and different chats. So.
And definitely like, if you give us like a really like controversial,
yeah, we love getting in the weeds and just picking stuff apart.
And yeah, go follow us on TikTok and you're going to see us without makeup on lives.
Just in our true selves. And see all our haters. I know, like, we're just being authentic to our true selves and we're getting hate for it. And it's like, okay, that's fine.
Which we're about to hop on a live right now, maybe for a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, we will chat and we'll talk to you next
time. Bye.